It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
His legacy to a lot of Giant fans, tell me if I'm wrong here, was the pick that was made. The decision that was made to draft a... You agree with me, Sean?
I absolutely agree with you. And Tiki, you can push back on this. He will always be remembered to me as the one player that you could simultaneously say at the same time was a good to great player and a mistake of a pick. And because of that, we're going to lean the negative. That pick, in theory, in Giant fans, had set the Giants back.
He's the fourth all-time leading rusher in Giant history right now, right?
Yeah.
And so he's had some unbelievable seasons. His rookie year, obviously, was amazing. When rookie of the year, everybody wanted the Saquon jersey. Last year, he had a couple of good seasons. Last year was another great one. It's one of the catalysts why they got to the postseason. And let's say he plays, I don't know, two more years, and he has seasons like this in between last year and this year, and he retires. And he's, you know, close to 10,000 or at 10,000 yards. Maybe, hell, maybe he breaks my record. Who knows? My rushing record. If from when I retired, which was 17 years ago, 17 seasons ago, who else made you feel that way as a runner? Who else?
No one, but that's really putting it in a microcosm.
But that's the point.
I'll look back and I'll
microcosm.
But that's the point. Like, you're getting into the micro details. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I'd rather have Ahmad Bradshaw than Saquon.
If you're Saquon Barkley and you go someplace else and you're Raheem Mostert, say you rush for 20 touchdowns, like he's like 20 or whatever it is he has, Mostert has in Miami. Is he an all-time great in Miami?
If they win the Super Bowl.
Is he?
If they win the Super Bowl. And I think that's the answer with Saquon. Like, if the Giants next year go to the NFC Championship game, if the Giants in 2 years, with Saquon being a part of it, win a Super Bowl or have some kind of sustained success, right, I think this conversation is different.
Right.
Right now, when you look at his six-year career, he's been a part of one winning team. So his legacy, the way I take it, which I guess I'm on the same page with a diehard Giant fan, is his legacy is more about where he was selected and who they didn't draft than anything else. I'm not saying it's his fault.
But that's not his fault.
But nobody's saying it's his fault. That's just the reality. It may not be his fault. It's just the reality.
I don't see it that way.
Go ahead, sorry.
I think as a player, you do the best with the circumstances that you have. And he has. Right? Has he been perfect? No. Not as a runner. Sometimes he danced too much early.
Yep.
Right? But we saw it develop a couple years ago. He started to use his power. Right? And it helped this team develop a new identity. He's a leader in the locker room. Like, these intangible things that we don't want to talk about because we only want to evaluate statistics, you can't measure. And so...
But you know what you also can't measure? The emotion of that decision that Dave Gettleman made. And you're right. It sucks because Saquon did nothing wrong. No one's saying he did. But right now, and he's 6 years into his career, maybe he'll spend 10 years here. Maybe he can rewrite that. But a lot's going to have to happen to rewrite the main legacy of Saquon Barkley being where he was drafted.
Yeah, and that's winning. Ultimately, it's winning.
Yes.
If you win and you're part of it, then people don't care about all that other stuff.
Right, Tiki, you laid out that scenario with Saquon the next couple of years. If he does that, Giant fans, I'm a Giant fan, I still hold Brandon Jacobs in a higher regard as him.
Because
Brandon
of the championships?
Won, the way he ran, the championships, Bradshaw, the same thing. You got to win, especially when you root for the Giants where it's about winning. We hold people to different standards.
No, I didn't win.
You're the all-time leading rusher of the Giants.
Yeah, but I didn't win.
Tiki, I could close my eyes. This sounds weird now. Picture like five moments I could rattle off where I'm like, Tiki Barber gave me some memory there.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, Saquon has all these stats. At the Viking playoff game, like, he has all of these big runs. I don't really, and I've watched all of them, remember or get like a fuzzy feeling about him. Also, you were on constant playoff teams. He's been on one playoff team. So you don't have to win a championship.
Yeah.
But that's why
I know what you're saying.
But if Saquon stays and they draft a new quarterback, and even if it's the tail end of his career, and he builds that foundation, and they make another two playoffs with him, and they don't quite win the championship, same kind of deal, I think you hold him to a much higher regard.
Right. So here's the one thing, and this is my mistake. Even though I was ready to go to the next thing, I didn't think the Giants were close to being a championship team. And so it was just kind of like, do I really want to do this anymore? Like, I'm tired of training to get beat up, right? 400 plus touches a year. One of those years, I think, I had 422 total touches, which is a lot. It's like, I don't want to do this anymore. The Giants aren't really close. You know what? I'm ready for the next step. Do you think the Giants are ready for that next step? Do you think that they're close?
No. Everybody says no, but if you take the right quarterback, which is going to be our pound of the table, it changes like that because those teams that do hit, it changes
and
like that.
And so if they are, which I think they are as well, Sean, I agree with you.
You think they are?
I think they're closer to the next step than people want to give
What's the next step? Making the playoffs or winning a Super Bowl?
Making the playoffs and going and like winning games in playoffs.
Okay. I think that's different, by the way. Like, I thought you meant championship.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
Making the playoffs, I don't think it's that.
Hell, I think the Ravens are winning like six championships in a row.
It's just getting in the circle with the Cowboys, Eagles, and 49ers.
Getting in the conversation.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm talking about. I think they are. And if Saquon's here, they have a better chance of doing that.
I agree with that.
With him than without him.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, that's the sound that we are supposed to bring up the Jets quitting. Good call, Loogie.
Yeah, there we go,
They did not quit in any
way. Well, hold on. Let me just say this real quick. Yesterday on the show, I, as a Jet fan, was very, very disgusted and concerned that last Thursday against the Browns, the Jets quit. It looked like a defense that let go of the rope. It did not look like a defense that was being exposed by Joe Flacco. It looked to me, as a fan, like a defense that gave up. Sauce Gardner made business decisions. Tiki Barber, as a former athlete, defended it and saying, well, you know, why risk getting hurt?
I defended the first one. Because, and I wanted to see it later in the game where he just kind of just was not into it. Just not late.
But I did tell Tiki, hey, if you've got time tomorrow night or last night.
I got a homework assignment yesterday from Evan.
I gave him a homework assignment.
Homework?
He had a choice. Go through every Jet Brown play and see if the Jets quit, or watch the Rangers suck up Madison Square Garden. And he said, you know what? I don't need to see that.
Yeah. Black guys don't ski or don't skate.
Even though there actually are a ton of black guys in the NHL right now.
DeAndre Miller's on the
There are a ton of them. There are a ton.
I also gave you the option to watch the Brooklyn Net game, and you wisely said, why waste my time on that? 9-0, I already knew the result.
The Nets wasted their time on that.
So did I. And so you decided to go through every defensive play then inform us if the Jets actually quit.
So the biggest issue in this game was David Njoku.
Yes.
And the Browns and Kevin Stefanski knew it. They knew that if they played zone, we could just pick them apart and throw them little checkdowns and get 5 or 6, maybe 12 yards. And if they played man, it was going to be C.J. Mosley. And they took advantage
of
it.
They picked on C.J. Mosley.
They really did. And so they did that early. And then as the game started to, well, first of all, the game didn't get out of hand until Trevor Siemian threw the pick six.
Yes.
Right? It was 13-7.
It was 13-7,
It's 13-7.
Browns scored on their first two drives at touchdown.
They hold, right? They get a turnover on downs. The Jets do.
Yep.
Right? In the tight red area. They get two big runs from, not big, but, you know, two positive runs from Breece Hall, and then it's a pick six, and it's like, oh, here we go. And this game's gonna fall apart. But the Jets didn't fall apart. They just got unlucky because the Browns are big playmakers, and they keep you know, throwing it at you. Yes, Joe Flacco is going to make some mistakes as he ultimately threw an interception, which is, I think, is like 6th-1 or 7th-1 so far this season in only 5 starts. But they just keep going at you. But eventually, after the lead was so big, that's when you say, all right, this game's going to get to 50. This game's going to become what the Baltimore Ravens did to the Miami Dolphins. It never got that way, right? The Jets kept playing in the second half despite being down by 17. So I know it felt like that, but it didn't look like that. Just because of the score, you'd say they quit. But on tape, they didn't.
Okay. Guess what? I'm going to surprise you right now. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm going to say I accept your answer.
Thank you.
You did the research. You put me in my place. You said I watched the tape. You didn't. Shut your mouth, redhead. I watched every play. They didn't quit. They just sucked. Is that what you... Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I accept.
Exactly. I mean, all right, at some point, right, Michael Carter has a ball that literally hits him in his hands.
Yeah.
And Elijah Mitchell catches it.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
I think
so
that.
So it's not trying. It's just not being good enough.
I think what was difficult, and I admit, I've watched games through a fan's eyes.
Yeah.
I'm a Jet fan on a Thursday night at Disney World watching Jets-Browns because I'm a loser. And it felt, especially when this defense had been so stout all season long.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not telling you they're the 85 Bears or the best defense in the NFL, but they had incredible performances this year in which they did everything they could to lead this mediocre offense. Mediocre's being nice.
Yeah.
Lead this putrid offense and remain in games. And they beat the Philadelphia Eagles before it looked not as impressive. And so I guess it was just so difficult to watch Joe Flacco and David Njoku pair that, just tear them apart on those first two opening drives and make it feel like, oh, yeah, it's just they're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
It felt different.
It was just a great game plan.
Okay.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.